It is I, W8FU. So, yeah, I've got HRD, but I'm Windows-based, so no big deal. I'm still very much on the fence whether my next personal computer is going to be Mac or Windows. And actually, it wouldn't be my PC for the home is going to be, clearly is going to be Windows. But the question becomes whether my traveling companion is going to be another Mac, which I love mine so much, but it is a 2013, so it's very long in the tooth, no longer upgradable. I'm finding there's certain things that won't run on it now, so, and I can't upgrade it anymore. So it is time to either retire the whole Mac thing or up my ante. I thought about doing what you did, Greg. I thought about getting the last of the Intel-based ones, but there's a lot to be said about moving to the new M1, M2, M3 chip as well, so I just don't know. It's perplexing. I think as long as I'm working, I'm very much anchored to the Windows world, you know, and that causes me great pause, you know, when I want to do anything more than use Mac as an appliance. So I'll probably end up going that route. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what the conversation was originally about, but like I said, I got HRD and I'm a Windows guy, so not a big deal for me. So when you say they're going platform independent, are they going to go to you know, something web based or something? Or yeah, I'm guessing that's what they would have to do, right?
This is ADAPR. No, not web-based, but they're going to, you know, a database system that works anywhere, not tied to Windows. Like, you know, I think they're using Access now, Microsoft Access. So they're going to go to a, what's it called? I'm drawing a blank here. That's universal. It just depends on the kernel you're using. That would be interface. You know, the top layer will be identical no matter what system, platform you're on. So, not quite that knowledgeable about what goes on underneath, but that's what they're working on. Okay, Greg.